Six Nations elected council have approved an ethics application from Grant Bruno, a University of Alberta PhD student who is looking to gather research on autism in First Nations communities. Bruno was able to break down some of the work and new initiatives he is looking to develop further in his PhD, saying his scoping review of academic literature regarding Indigenous people and autism in Canada was recently accepted into the Journal of Autism and Developmental Disorders.
So my PhD is really broken down into four parts. The first part is a scoping review that really explores what all the academic literature looks like regarding Indigenous people's autism all within Canada. And so this was recently accepted into the Journal of Autism and Developmental Disabilities Journal. It's a very high impact journal that I think is going to have a lot of, influence for the new Bill S-203, which is the National Autism Strategy that the federal government is rolling out. They just actually approved this in the House of Commons. And so this fall, they're going to be looking for research just like mine to really inform that National Autism Strategy from Indigenous peoples by Indigenous peoples.
He spoke to the differences between traditional Indigenous knowledge and understanding and the Western medicinal model. He says he hopes to further explore the traditional understanding of autism through community engagement to see how it has evolved through the years.
So me being Nehiel, a Plains Cree person, I really feel that our traditional knowledge and our understandings and our worldview and how we operate is very much at odds sometimes with the medical model, which is what autism really evolves into. And so really thinking about wanting to challenge that and challenge the status quo a bit. And so through extensive community engagements, you know, I've had hundreds of conversations just in my community and probably upwards of 1,000 now since I started my PhD right across Canada, of just people all really interested in the area of autism. And so autism has become obviously my passion, being a father, being a community member. This study really is going to explore traditional understandings of autism and how we would have viewed it pre-contact and so on, and how it's historically how it's evolved.
Bruno says he will work with parents and caregivers of autistic and suspected autistic children on Six Nations to get a grasp of the reality of autism within the community.
So the third study is where I think the most potential is to have impact in the community. So the third study is going to be in both communities. So the first two studies are going to be specific to my community, but then the third one is going to be me working with parents and caregivers and people who all have family who may or may not be suspected autistic or autistic people, as well as working with the child and youth and health team in the Six Nations and really wanting to explore those same experiences right across both communities. I think there's a lot of similarities, but the more I think I do this research and the more I'm learning and the more I'm able to really try and grasp what the realities of autism in our communities. There are some differences as well that are, I think, are really important.
He says he would like to work with these families to understand the challenges being faced by them, but also to determine what is currently working surrounding families dealing with autism on First Nations.
This study is going to be me working with families and just getting their experiences of, you know, the challenges in their communities. It could be diagnostic, it could be getting services and supports. It could be something that I'm not even thinking about. And so really wanting to unpack that with the families, but also looking at what works. You know, there's families in our communities that are doing absolutely amazing, despite all the challenges that colonialism has brought to us, despite, you know, a lot of the dysfunction, unfortunately, that our communities face. And what allows them to do that as well? How do we learn from that? And how do we turn those lessons into good policy and good services and supports for our families?
He says he will use his research to help spotlight the good things happening in First Nations communities to then share with other First Nations and allow for them to learn from it.
So the one thing kind of layering all of this is not only me being from the community, but also I often take a very much a strength-based approach. And what I mean by that is that while, you know, there are a lot of deficits, a lot of negatives, a lot of dysfunction in our communities, My objective isn't to reinforce those, but rather explore what are the good things happening in our communities. And so for me, Musquechees is actually pretty notorious. We're in the news a lot for a lot of different negative things. And that's not the narrative that I want to show. I know that there's beautiful things that are happening in our communities. You know, we're a community of ceremony and language and all these different things. And I'm sure it's the same with your community. And that's exactly the narrative I want to bring out. Those are the stories I would love to share. And so thinking about my methods and things like that, I'm going to be using something called Indigenous Story Work. So really allowing families to bring their stories to me, not as a researcher, but as more of as a parent, as somebody who's trying to connect with people, and then being able to take those stories and share them more abroad so that other First Nations can learn from what our communities are doing as well.
Bruno says he hopes that by gathering these stories and information from First Nations people who are dealing with autism in some way, that it could provide the framework to allow for more in-depth studies to be developed on the prevalence of autism within First Nations communities.
That is a very fair question. I get it quite a bit. It's like, what's the prevalence of autism in First Nations communities? I get that asked at every conference I go to, all these different engagements with, you know, outsiders and non-Indigenous people. And I do not know. We don't have that kind of data, unfortunately. And the data we do have, to me, isn't good enough to be able to do like a really rigorous research study out of. But at the same time, my PhD research, I think, is really going to lay the foundation for me to be able to get to those kind of questions. So my background is quantitative. These studies that I'm going to be doing are qualitative. So they're going to be very much just stories and things of that in the community. And so I'm hoping to learn about what are the gaps here. And then from there, I'll be able to maybe develop a prevalence study for both communities. And so I see this really as just the first step.
He says, in his opinion, autism rates are higher in First Nations communities, but given the lack of data on the subject, First Nations communities often have trouble securing help and funding for those in need.
This is just my opinion, so don't take it as fact. Autism rates are higher in our communities, and I have no idea why. And it's something that I really want to learn more about so that maybe we can start to develop those therapy plans and support our children better. Because right now what's happening in my community is the government weaponizes the lack of data against us. So for example, the province doesn't want to come into our community because our relationship is supposed to be federal. And on top of that, they say, well, where's your evidence? And what kind of evidence are you bringing to the table? And if you don't have anything, they're not going to listen to you. And so again, I'm hoping that this really just is it's more of an exploratory study. And then from here, I can start to on my end, because I'm going to be a professor, I think sooner rather than later, I can start getting my own research dollars and I can start bringing those research dollars to the communities I work with. And we can start learning about the data, you know, the hard numbers and things like that.
Six Nations Elected Council approved Bruno to carry out his research with Six Nations during the June 27th General Council meeting.